Well, very good morning, and this morning we are, hopefully the screen slides will come up. God of the supernatural, do we believe that God is a supernatural God?
Yes. Yes.
Gently charismatic.
Yes.
That's great, that's wonderful, because he is a God of supernatural, and all we need to do is really, if we read our Bibles, there is so many incredible stories of the supernatural God intervening with his created people, his created people, you and I. Although we're not in the Bible, but we are continuing the biblical narrative, this grand narrative of the redemption story of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah indeed. So, God of the supernatural. I'm clicking. It was working yesterday. Oh. Oh. Who remembers Tomorrow's World? Yes, I'm not alone. Tomorrow's World, for those who don't know, I grew up on this actually, not literally grew up on only Tomorrow's World, but Tomorrow's World was this amazing program, I thought it was amazing, that shared all about the future technology and advancements. And it was like, wow. Some of the things that this show produced or exposed to the unknowing people watching was like, oh, no way. Wow, that's incredible. Actually, before we continue, I want to pray. Let's pray. Thank you so much, Jesus, for the amazing privilege and opportunity to just gather again together as your people to worship, to pray, to praise, to be still, and to be receiving, hopefully, more of your truth, more of your kingdom values, more of your passion, your life, that transforms who we are from the very inside, outworked and expressed in our everyday lives. Lord, we pray for those this morning who may be feeling a bit weary, dreary, a little bit down in the dumps, and for whatever circumstances, for whatever reasons, we pray that through worship, through preaching, speaking, through the coffee, refreshments, and talking and praying and being still in your presence, would just lift each and every one of us. Because when we worship you, when we receive your truth, when we hear of your values and your kingdom truths, lives are transformed. We know that many circumstances, all the frustrations fall away, and that niggle and those things that get to us, the perspective changes because you, Jesus, are everything. You truly are life, truly our light, truly are our Saviour. And we thank you that we can laugh together, cry together, journey together, outworking your kingdom truths in this place. So Lord, may the words that are not from you not take root, but the words that are from you take root and help us to encounter more of your truth, we ask. In your name, amen. Amen. So Tomorrow's World. So arguably, we're in this next season of life where a lot of the Tomorrow's World predictions, in researching this morning or looking at stuff, it's going to bring out a whole load of things. Not everything actually is as advanced as what Tomorrow's World was predicting in 2025. We're in 2026 now. However, there are many things that are now outworking itself in our society, in our culture, that is pretty advanced. AI singularity, AI, artificial intelligence. In many aspects, AI is now rife and rampant in the world we live in our very devices and our phones that we have. Who here has engaged with AI in any shape or form? Ooh, there are some hands that are not up. So well done. Who has done a general web search using Google? You've used AI. It's because it's now baked into pretty much everything. But we now have extremely powerful AI algorithms that can outperform people on many levels. This will have enormous impact on our society and our culture. So experts predict that 80 to 90% of all the current jobs in the world will be augmented by AI. That's huge. That is huge. So, next thing that perhaps is now more common and readily talked about, which is a bit tomorrow's worldy, but it's happening now. Editable humans.
What?
So, manipulating DNA and choosing and picking and choosing what kind of colour eyes we want our kids to have or whatever it may be. And this is real stuff. This isn't science fiction. This is happening today. Many countries, including most of Europe, have banned germline editing because its implications are not yet fully understood. But it's still legal in China and the United States. Interesting. Next thing, merging of humans and machines. Merging of humans and machines. So this is arguably not a new kind of concept. You think of artificial limbs. You know, you think of the incredible advancements of being able to use your nerve endings and still be able to feel, and for those who have lost their hands or have artificial legs. But that perhaps now it's a lot more advanced. So particularly the US military has already created exoskeletons that seemingly give soldiers superpowers. This is just the tip of the iceberg. The ability to print anything. Has anybody got a 3D printer? I know Tony has. Yes. Okay, you're the only one. Oh, there's another hand. Yeah, great. So 3D printing. For those who don't know, 3D printing, you can now buy, really, 3D printers for home. And you've got a mass market, mass scales as well of 3D printers, through to ones you can commercially buy in your home. And you can print anything, pretty much. You give it a bit of a command, and it'll print it out. And so that's like, what? Arguably a bit tomorrow's worldy. But the dangers of that is that there are weapons being printed. You know, so it's used for the wrong reasons, like anything. Be used positively or negatively. So the fear is that extremists and criminals will get their hands on these unregulated guns as they move into the mainstream. Okay, quantum computing. Oh, this is now a real thing. Vince is nodding his head he understands quantum computing. But this is a real threat because quantum computing, which was once science fiction, is now readily available for those who know how to use it and get access to it. And this is a huge shift in the advancement of technology. Quantum computing, it could actually end up getting through vast encryption. So our protection of personal, military, and commercial data by quantum computers will be able to break right through this encryption. It's a big deal. And this is readily available now to hackers. For those who want to use it for malicious intent. It's a serious threat. Post-quantum encryption, perhaps is language now that's being used in defense systems and everything else. Autonomous smart robots, you know, robots becoming more and more common. From the, we have, anybody got a smart Hoover? No, you can get these little rope hoovers that plug in. You can tell it where to go in the house, and it will go, that's good, isn't it? And then it plugs itself back in. But you've got things like that. And if you're seeing on, the engineering... Renishaw, goodness me, that was a bit of a mind fart, wasn't it? Renishaw, you can see in there, they have the robotic lawnmowers. Often if you drive past, they go around. So you've got that, but then you also have more... greater levels of robots. Killer drones, as we see in the wars, Ukraine, huge killer drones. Deep fakes in the metaverse. Some of you may be going, what on earth is he going on about? Deep fakes in the metaverse. We know that AI and deep fakes are being used to create images and videos, and it's all false, it's all fake. And again, that can be used in a sinister way. Something that we're seeing now advancing quite rapidly is the use of voice and replicating people's voices. And so it really does sound like the person. It's very hard to differentiate between what is true and what is fake. And that's just going to rapidly expand. Nanobots. So nanobots are there to help cure diseases in many ways, or get used for going into the body to find out things. But again, weaponized nanobots could kill a specific person or group of people, or even rewrite their memories so they turn against their own side. And this is just the tip of the iceberg of many, many other things. The technological advances in today's world, not tomorrow's world, but today. It's pretty scary, actually, how rapidly things are advancing. But why do I say all that? Jesus Christ, he is the same God today, yesterday, and forever. All throughout time and history, there have been advancements in society, in technology, quote-unquote technology, in engineering, and all throughout time, people have gone, wow. I mean, I haven't met everyone all throughout time, so I'm paraphrasing there, wow. I would imagine that there's been similar kind of conversations in contexts all throughout time and history that have gone, whew. Now we understand more about the moon, more about the galaxies. We now know that the Earth is round and not flat. Any flat earthers in here? And so on. But Jesus Christ, all throughout his time, he has remained faithful and true and consistent. As the world rapidly advances in its technological and medical practices and insert any other word, developments, have we maybe become a little bit swept up in all of this? To remind ourselves, actually, in Jesus, miracles, signs and wonders, healing, nature control, calming storms, walking on water, miraculous catches of fish, changing water into wine, provision, resurrection, curing the blind, the deaf, the lepers, the paralytics, the sick, and those possessed by spirits. Teaching and preaching, the parables, the sermons, spiritual deliverance, calling out to Jesus, the forgiveness of our sins. And that redemptive work, establishing heaven's kingdom and values. What a phenomenal blessing and the most exciting opportunity that we could ever be a part of. Yes, technology is advancing. Yes, the threats are real. Yes, oh my days, what on earth is going on in the world we live in? But I do know that no matter how bad it gets or how good it gets with the technology, with the quote-unquote given us more time because technology will give us more time. Actually, I'm finding it giving me less time because I'm more capable to do more using technology. I'm not building in time to stop and pause because the capacity now, I'll just do that. It never ends. Work will never end. Work will always be there. We have to build in patterns, no matter what work that is, patterns to protect our faith so it's living and breathing. And to go, wow, just remind ourselves who Jesus is and what he did and what he does. That is more exciting than any of this stuff. Truly. I like this graphic. I can't remember the source of this, so I apologise. Have a look at that. It was sinking. Interesting, right? Very aware of my own big belly as I'm looking at this. Oh, look how thin the TVs have got, but look how fat we've got. I wonder if actually, I know it's joking, but there is a lot of truth to this. How easy, I haven't got my phones on me, but phones, plural. One work and one personal. But how easy it is just to, you know, screen time, working, screen, it's all there, everything's online. But actually in churches as well, I really like this analogy of, have we become, again, very consumeristic in our churches? It's nothing new to say this. This is not an uncommon phrase to say in church. Have we become consumeristic? It's about turning up on a Sunday, receiving a message, maybe then not giving out to those around us. It just stays here. Are we really then going out to the lost, the broken, being sent by Jesus to be real disciples in this world, where we're going to see the sick healed? Now that is a mystery, because not everyone gets healed. But we can still believe that there will be healing. Maybe give a word, a smile. Bless someone anonymously with a financial gift. Be led by the Holy Spirit to be a blessing and his hands and feet, no matter where we are, no matter what context we're in. Not to be sucked away into the promise of freedom and advancements with the technology, the TV shows, the movies, and everything else. But to go, oh, I need to come away from that and be on my knees afresh before Jesus and pray, ask, strip everything back once again from a place of simplicity to then be full of the most complex, incredible, awesome gift and blessing that is Jesus Christ. To be a blessing. So, I'm going to sing you a song. And at the back, if you could go through. This is a song called Emergency. And it's a song that I wrote a while ago. And I feel that it kind of encapsulates the sense of wake up. I haven't done this before as part of a sermon. In fact, I don't think I've sung this in this way, but I feel it's right to do for this morning. If you just think of the words and the context of where you live and where we live, and this really is a song to say, wake up, look around. Look at what Jesus is doing. Are we even aware of where he is and what he's up to?
Emergency, can you see the broken lives in this world we live in? Emergency, can you hear the desperate cries in this world we live in? Emergency, can you touch the infected in this world we live in? Emergency, can you taste the bitterness in this world we live in? Emergency, Newsflash, we have been deceived when the devil stole our lands. React, will you stand on the rock or will you wash away with the sands? Newsflash, we have been deceived when the devil stole our lands. React, will you stand on the rock or will you wash away with the sands? Here I see the taste and such claiming by what is lost.
Remember John 3:16. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life.
It's a real cool, isn't it? It's quite a beefy song. I don't know if that was Vicky, maybe on a Sunday morning? No. But it's that real cool to go, you know, wake up. It's a massive challenge to me. I'm not saying this from a place of going, I have everything sorted. Again, just ask my family. They know what the real Andy is like at home. It's a real challenge to be in the world, not of the world. But it's a real heart's cry to want to wake up, to seek that discernment, real discernment, away from all the distractions, away from all the temptations, and just sit in the room, be in the room, and go, Holy Spirit, Jesus, God, help. Show me the way, how to live, how to navigate forward, to surrender afresh, to let go of all the stuff in our hands, and to be open again. Are we just maintaining our faith? Or are we really moving forward with that passion, that conviction? Are we becoming static in who we are? Because life with Jesus should be an ongoing transformative work. No matter how old we are, no matter how long we've been a Christian, it really should be that transformative work. Are we feeling a bit like, oh, faith is just rubbish and boring? There's nothing to it. Become a bit mundane? Or is it mission? GoPro, as in all the tech and all that advancements and the GoPros, adventures? Or is that actually gospel? The gospel adventure, the gospel truth, being led and sent out to be salt and light. Have we become a little bit too saturated in what we're trying to seek? Be a little bit confusing, a little bit too onerous. Bit too much head and not enough heart. And actually, more and more, I'm realizing it's a simple faith. Yes, study. Yes, seek. Yes, go deeper in Scripture. Absolutely. But let's also remember to keep it simple. The less of us, the more Jesus. So God of the supernatural, I think in the coming weeks, I'm not 100% sure, but I think it'd be really good to go through some of the supernatural encounters throughout Scripture. Because God is still supernatural now. We can't do it in our strength. We can try, but it will fail very quickly. But when we are really moldable and shapeable to allow Jesus to really use us and transform us, then wow, the creativity and life and freedom that comes, the confidence and the rewiring of all of our vulnerabilities and frailties. And as we already said with Daniel and others, remember the sailing and being used in that way, God can do anything, anything at all. He's a great big God. May we not be held back by being used by him. Because ultimately, what else are we doing if it's not to reach the lost, to go to the broken, the poor, to have that confidence and boldness to stand up for Jesus, no matter the cost, no matter the reputation. And it is exciting to be used in part of God's plans and purposes, from the smallest of things to the big statements, whatever that may mean. But I love the sound. We were just praying before at the start of the service. We love the sound of conversation. This is an alive church. Stuff is happening. But how exciting to then be excited by how God is using us. Oh, like the disciples, Jesus sent them out. They came back. We did this in your name. I know I've said this before here. We healed the sick because of you, Jesus. We cast out these demons in the power of your name. Wow, we went out with nothing, literally. But we came back full of life, full of hope, full of stories of God being a supernatural God. That is what I want to be living like. I want to be able to share stories with my family where it's exciting, where it's not, oh, Dad, are you preaching again? Oh. You know? And I go, yeah, I'm preaching again. But it's being excited again to be used as part of God's kingdom, his plans and purposes. So let us pray. Let us respond in however you will respond before God. In worship, being still, praying, taking the time to be on our knees, whatever it may be, just declaring and taking time to get right before him. Knowing that there is true freedom in Christ. Not heaviness and burdensomeness and like, oh, no. But there's real freedom and real joy in Jesus. There's grace, love, mercy. There's hope. No matter what we've done, no matter what we've done in the past, no matter even how many times we've messed up this morning, when we truly surrender afresh, come back to Jesus, it's his love, grace and mercy that defines who we are. It's for him and for his glory. Let's pray and invite the team to come back up and lead us in some worship. Thank you so much, Jesus, that no matter what technological advancements or threats that come because of that, no matter how much our society is changing, rapidly advancing into very uncertain times. Again, the political landscape, the technological landscape, the things that we don't even know about but are still being outworked. I pray that through all of this, that you will help us to know that you truly are the living, supernatural God. Help us to read the Bible with a fresh lens, a perspective that sees how you intervene in circumstances. You intervene in our story, in the human story. And I pray and I hope for so many incredible, fresh, exciting stories coming from this place, from this church. Having that joy and that freedom, the expression of worship, where you get all the glory, all the praise, all the honor. And it's because of you, Jesus, that's the attraction. That's what draws people. It's because of you. And Lord, I pray that we would, where hope has been diminished in our own lives, that you'd restore our hope, no matter how many years of wastelands, of desert lands, of dryness, of lack of hope. Lord, I pray that you would restore that joy of serving you, that joy and that hunger and thirst of wanting to seek you and your righteousness. Help us to roll our sleeves up metaphorically again once more and to go, come on. God, may you use us for your glory. Use me, Lord, for your glory. Lead me to the places where you want your gospel to be spread and spoken. Help us where perhaps we've got a little bit spiritually fat. Help us to recognize that and to release all this value, your truth, into those around who have not heard your truth. May our Sunday worship be filled with your presence. Help us to always remember that there is life, hope, freedom when we surrender to you, Jesus. And Lord, we thank you for the faithfulness and the prayers that have been expressed in this place, in this building, in this patch of land, this ground, for so many years. And your faithfulness, as we sung earlier, lasts and remains. You do not let us down, and you won't let us down. May you stir up our hearts. Help us to engage in your kingdom's purposes. Help us discern the attack of the enemy. And lead us to that simple place of truth and surrender. So that you once again can be the God of the supernatural in our lives, and in this church, in this community, and the communities that are represented. All for you, for your glory. Amen.